We're here with head coach John Anderson. John, talk a little bit about Tom Wendolin and the accomplishment that he had tonight.
Well, I think Tommy all week was pretty focused. He was disappointed in his outing last week, and I think all week long you could see it kind of building. I knew he was going to have a better outing tonight, and obviously he's very focused and mixed in some good changeups even tonight. He's a three-pitch guy, and thought his fastball command was what we saw earlier in the year, and I think that was the real difference tonight. Is he had pretty good fastball command, and when he has command on the fastball and he can use his devastating slider, it's a tough night up there.
He had eight strikeouts and one walk. When he did get in trouble, he was able to kind of battle out of a 2-0 count or a 3-1 count. And just talk a little bit about how he's able to do that.
He's really worked also on trying to reset himself when, you know, he misses the zone a few times or he walks a guy. He's really worked hard on developing a technique to reset himself and get refocused. And I've seen him do it a number of times out there this year, and I think it's helped him a great deal. And so he's been able to not let the snowball keep going down the hill, and something we've seen in the past. And I thought he slows himself down a little bit and regroups and is able to try to execute the next pitch. And I've seen that this year. It's something he's worked on, and obviously it's helped him.
How many times have you actually seen a no-hitter by a gopher or in your career?
Well, last one was Joe Westfall. When was that? It was way back in, the 90s, I think. Can't remember when Joe
96
was.
96 or 93. 90s,
middle 90s. Yeah. 93 maybe is more like it, against Penn State.
Yeah.
That was the last one that we've had here, and it was great to be able to witness another one.
Talk a little bit about, obviously you reached a milestone tonight too in getting your 1,100th win. Talk a little bit about your Gopher career and what that means.
I had no idea that it was 1,100. I don't pay attention really to that stuff. Bob probably knows. He pays attention a lot more than I do. But, again, longevity, fortunate to have good players, great assistant coaches, and just been part of a special program. And so those things sneak up on you. And so longevity, 32 years, you know, hanging there long enough. And like I said, we've some special players and special coaches. And, you know, they all deserve credit. I'm just here trying to steer the ship.
Thanks, John.
Thank you.